Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos.
And Sister Amen.
We are back. Hey, we didn't make an edification audio yesterday.
No,
first day we've missed. And the reason was, we hope you're all doing well, by the way.
Uh-huh.
The reason was I had a really, really, really long and late night call with some brothers and dealing with some things in the body. And so Sister Amen and I just looked at each other and said, I think we'll pass tonight. There's been so much that's going on. And so we decided to give that a night's rest.
Uh-huh.
And come back at it today, and so we are back once again. We had another good day. We had to deal with a few more things, and it was nice, a nice quiet day working online, and we just want to bring you some edification today. We want to talk about what we did this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and then just share what's on our heart. What's on your heart, Sister Amen?
For what, like this weekend or
anything you want, wide open.
Oh, okay. Well, we can talk about this weekend. We already talked about Saturday when we went out, but Sunday.
we did a that festival on Saturday, and we got that preach up. It was the festival in Warsaw.
Yep. So we got that up, and then Sunday we were headed out to stand out and share some truth and shine the light at
a Mennonite church.
Yeah, Mennonite church. And when we got there, at the time that they were supposed to be, like, 5 minutes after they were supposed to be starting, there was, like, zero cars.
Nobody
in the parking
was there.
Lot.
I don't know if they heard we were coming or they just did a different plan. So we looked at each other and said, oh, no, we were really disappointed. We wanted to go and shine the light. And we switched gears and we said, I know there's another Mennonite church around here somewhere.
A whole bunch.
So
yeah.
We dialed it up and we went to another one. And this turned out really interesting. What happened, Sister Amen?
Yeah, well, first I want to say that first place we were at had bad, bad reception.
Yeah.
So my map wasn't
middle
loading.
Of farm country.
Yeah, but Brother Tupos happened to mention one, and I just saw it on my map. So we're like trying to follow our way in an area where it couldn't really track us. And we ended up finding a church with a whole bunch. It was another Mennonite church with a whole bunch of people there. And as we were just pulling in, the Amish were getting out of their
I think the
services.
Old order Mennonites.
I'm sorry, they're old order.
Horse and buggy Mennonites.
Yep.
So their church was down the road. We park in front of this new church. We want to stand out to talk to them and see if they want to talk to us.
Uh-huh.
And as we're waiting for the people what would have been the traditional Mennonites with their cars, here comes the horse and
old
buggy
order Mennonites.
Right past our van. So what did we do?
We held our signs. We held out gospel cards for anybody who wanted to stop. Looked like two people were possibly interested in slowing down. They slowed down
stopped.
And looked, but they didn't. The horses didn't like us any more than the people either.
Yeah, the horses were spooked by our signs, but we were just real still. And one of those people stopped, and I opened there, preached to them, and told them they're being deceived by man-made religion. Come talk. Bring your Bibles. We love our neighbor. Do you love the truth? Not one of them. Oh, and they look so nice. They're all gussied up in their Sunday suits, and they're also perfect going to church services. But here's some people that want to talk about Jesus Christ, and they walk right by us, and they give us the most disingenuous waving. They just wave.
Yep, they just
and they
wave.
Ride by. They're as dead can be.
Yeah.
And so that was neat. We got to witness to them, some young guys riding by on bikes. I preached to them as they drove by.
And I did to a few young women that
rode
by.
And then so that worked good. They were all gone. And then not long after that, the people started coming out of the Mennonite church, and we stood on the road. We didn't go on their property.
Nope.
We didn't preach and make noise during their service.
Nope.
As their service ended, I did have my amp on because it was way out in farm country. And I just began to ask men, you can go check out Church of God Mennonite Church on our witnessing videos. And I was just asking the men, there must have been 70, 80, 100 men that came out of that building. And I was asking them all to bring their Bible. Let's talk about truth. Why are you following man-made traditions? What's the gospel you preach? Why are you named after a man? Sister Amen, how many good discussions did I have with men that
Zero.
Came up to bring the Bible?
I can answer that before you're finished.
How many?
Zero.
Zero. Not one. Not one. Not one man. And the elders and the teachers hid.
Yeah, we didn't know where they were. You kept asking for them.
They never came out.
Yeah, well, that's pretty typical.
That is. But again, it's a condemnation against them.
It is.
We saw their worldliness.
Oh, my.
The men look like they come out of a GQ catalog with their little skinny pants and their fancy shirts and their bippity-doo haircuts. And the women in their
High heels and their skin tight, sprayed on dresses.
I mean, they're so dead. that they don't even love neighbors. They don't love the gospel. They don't go deep in the scriptures. They're named after a man. Pagan holidays, pride, false gospels, ecumenicalism.
The whole thing.
I don't think there's much they do have right.
No, if you were to probably take off the head coverings and maybe shorten the dresses up, they would look and act just like Baptist kind of people.
Yeah, and if we're so wrong, why don't these leaders come out and eviscerate me with the scriptures and show me why I should be a Mennonite? One thing they do have right, or not right, one thing they do have down real good, what is it?
They sing.
They love to sing, and we heard them in there singing, and they're singing their hearts out in their perfect practice singing, and then when they come out of the building, stone cold dead.
Oh, yeah.
That's called lip service. I'm going to read a verse about that at the end of this.
Yeah, wicked smiles and stuff. Yeah.
So that turned out as we thought it would. They all ignored us, drove by, and they gave us the same disingenuous. Most of them ignored us, but some of them gave us the wave. And I got to one point where I rebuked a man and I said, "Don't you wave at us. You don't love us. Don't give us that. We see through this. You come talk, bring your Bible if you love us. Don't just wave disingenuous." One young man drove by with his wife and rolled the window down and took a gospel card. One man. And another man pulled up from another church that was a Mennonite church. And he tried to defend the Mennonite church and said, "I'll never leave it. I went into the world and the Mennonite church is the way." And I said, "Sir," he did take a gospel card. I said, "Sir, you don't know what you're talking about." I said, "They're deceiving you. We're going to go back to preaching." And he had his little black hat on and his little black suit, but he doesn't care about the gospel. And old men coming out. Old men were like me, didn't care about the truth of God.
No, and what we...
I should say when I said a black hat, the old order Mennonites are the one that wears the little black hats.
Yeah.
These Mennonites didn't have black hats, but he had a little black suit on.
But what you might be thinking of is where I was going to go. The women were wearing black scarves when they were inside the building doing their
service. Yeah, full coverage black scarves.
Yep. And as soon as they came out, they ripped them off and they had their little tiny coverings on there.
Yeah.
And I just see the irony of it. You can walk around looking like, I'm going to say, looking like a harlot.
Adorned, showing off their bodies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 4 or 5 inch heels.
But put a prayer covering on when you go into the service.
Yeah. And then from the men's side, to pretend like you love God and follow God, yet the two great commands, love God, love your neighbor. Here's their neighbor standing out wanting to talk about the truth, and they ignore us.
Yeah.
And why do they ignore us? You might say, well, you're well known. They know you all in these circles. Yeah, that's true. They do well know us in those circles. Why do they ignore us? Because they can't bring the truth to refute us.
No, they can't correct anything.
They can't correct anything we teach.
No.
So they don't want to come and repent to the truth, so they'd rather just ignore us, like, go away, will you please?
Yeah, and the unfeigned love that we did see was one woman who said she came out to her car to get something, invited us inside.
And I was nice. I said, "Ma'am, we don't unite to sin."
Yeah.
"Send the men out here with a Bible." None of the men came out.
Nope.
Yeah, so we do it for the condemnation against them if they won't repent. And we do it for God's glory most of all. And then I think we do plant seeds in a lot of young people that drive by and go, "Sister Amon held a sign that said, Jesus wasn't an Anabaptist. Why are you?"
Yep.
And we hope that that sticks in some people's minds and go, "Why are we Anabaptists? Jesus wasn't that way. Hey, this is a new invention of man 500 years ago."
Especially when they look at us.
Yep.
And they see us. Yep. I'm fully covered.
Right.
Fully biblically dressed.
Yeah, we miff them.
Plain.
We're not worldly.
You in your long shirt.
Yep.
Long tunic shirt, yep, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, we're an anomaly to them because we're not of the world. We preach sound doctrine. We live by holiness, and we will not unite to them. We're like a real thorn in their sides.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we love them, but we do hate their wicked, corrupt, false ways.
Right. We hope somebody repents from that. I have a couple scripture verses.
Yeah. So just to say, we put up video, we put up audio, and we will do this, and we will keep doing it, and that is go out in the world to festivals, witness every day. Sister Amon has a story of a lady she witnessed to today, one-on-one. We'll continue to go to religious places. Why? Because they're calling on our Savior's name. They're trampling his blood. They're deceiving young people. They're deceiving people in the world thinking, oh, they're holy, and they're not. They're wicked and cold in their heart. They are as stiff-necked as the Israelites that God destroyed in the desert.
Uh-huh.
And so we will continue to stand if one sheep, and we already know some sheep that we've turned from these places.
Oh, yeah.
If one sheep, one more in the rest of our years will do it, turn and come out of that, it's worth it for us.
Right.
We're just contending for the faith that Jude said once delivered.
Yeah, I was just thinking about when we were at a worldly so-called Christian event, this woman came up to me and asked, she said, why do you guys videotape and why do you put them on your website?
Yep.
And I knew she was a mocker from before. And I was trying to be polite with her and we talked for a few minutes. And then I said, well, we do put these up because maybe somebody will see them that was there. They may see themselves in it.
Right.
And they will be ashamed of themselves and maybe repent. And I also told her it's also because it's edification, it's teaching and learning.
It's a 1 Timothy 5 rebuke.
Them. Yeah, that's where I was going. To expose people publicly that they may fear and be ashamed. Because you don't realize sometimes people, they get in their flesh and they do something until they see a camera. Then they're like, oh. And they back off. So people don't always realize the flesh they're in. So if they get themselves on a video and they go look at it and go, wow, I can't believe I acted like that. Yeah. Maybe they'll have some repentance and God could use that to put them on a journey for.
Yeah. And switch your mind up a little bit. The Bible isn't full of pictures, but the Bible is full of words. That's description that shows people sins vividly over and over and over. Today in the modern day, we just use video and audio to show people sin. That name the name of Christ, false teachers, false systems. And why do we do it? We don't want our neighbor to fall into it. We want to call them out of it. And we want to defend God's truth and God's glory and God's honor.
Right. So we're just shining the light on the truth.
Yep.
And it's helping people who don't get the chance to come in contact and actually see it and understand it. And it helps keep them being swept away.
Yep.
From things, especially in the Anabaptist world.
Yep.
A lot of people get swept away in there because they don't realize the truth behind all that. Look that they have, lip service look.
And I would say about the only good thing from their standpoint, everything was good from our standpoint. We got to preach, we witnessed, hand out a few gospel cards, we got to be salt and light. The only good thing that I could say from their side, they didn't call the police on us.
Right.
Anabaptist places have called the police on us. Oh, peaceful people on a public sidewalk, they'll call the police on us.
Yeah, I wanted to read, unless you had something.
No, go for it.
Luke 11, 42 through 44. But woe unto you, Pharisees, for ye tithe mint and rue, and all manner of herbs, and Passover judgment, and the love of God. These ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone. Woe unto you, Pharisees, for ye love the uppermost seats in the synagogues, and greetings in the markets. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are as graves which appear not, and the men that walk over them are not aware of them.
Yeah.
That's just one little segment that kind of gives you a picture of who they are. And here's another one. This one, Luke 11, 54. This is what a lot of these people, so-called religious people, do for us or do to us. Lying wait for him and seeking to catch something out of his mouth that they might accuse him.
Yeah.
And so they sit there and they'll listen to all, you know, if you get somebody who will listen to it, even if you're not sure if they're a mocker or not, you tell them the gospel, you tell them the lies of man-made religion, and they're not necessarily listening to what you say. They're waiting for one word
like
that
a zinger.
They can try to twist it around, and that's what they did to our Savior, too. And we found this over and over with these Anabaptist people. They do that. They'll zero in on one little thing.
Yeah.
And blow it out of proportion wrongly.
Yeah, we want to be clear. We love the people and want them to see, want to see them redeemed. We hate their religious system. Psalm 119, 104, we hate every false way. It's a wicked, man-made trap that people are born into and they won't break out of because they'll lose everything. Their job, their family, everything. And it is a wicked trap of Satan that, and it's not rooted in God's truth and it will not lead them to salvation. They have a false gospel. They're not born again. They don't have fruit of holiness. They don't love God by obeying him. They don't love their neighbor. They don't come out of the world. All the way across the board, they're just no different than any of the churchianity systems. And we're fair. We stand out at Roman Catholic, Baptist.
Oh, yeah.
We stand out at all different ones. So
yeah, and you know what? I think it proves our love because we get zero out of it.
Oh, yeah.
We're not looking for money, not looking for followers.
We don't make any clicks. We're not popular. We get mocked and laughed at.
Right. We love them. That's why we're there. We're loving God and we're loving our neighbor.
Yeah.
Ezekiel 33, warning.
Yeah, we're warning. We want our hands to be clean of their blood. And also, Paul went to the synagogues to the people that called on Christ, named the name of God. They named God. Paul went to the synagogues, and so these people name Christ, and so those that do that need to be called out to the truth of God, to the saving of their soul.
Right.
And last thought on them, a rebuke is loving.
Oh,
to correct someone is loving.
Yeah.
To not correct them means you don't care if they die and go to hell. We actually do care if they die and go to hell.
Right. The world allows all their friends to live in their wretched lives.
Yeah.
Oh, my friend does drugs. My friend's a drunk. My friend's a smoker. And they just leave it alone. You know,
Yep.
they're just kind of,
Because they're man pleasers.
yep, their addictions will bring them to their death.
Yep.
But we don't do that. We love people
Yep.
into
Amen.
life.
So that was, we had a really good Sunday doing that. And then we had some, things we had to work on for in the body life. But today, Sister Armin, you had an interesting witnessing session, didn't you?
Oh, I did, yeah. Yeah, so we didn't even have our gospel signs on the van when we moved here because we went from one parking lot. We got up in the morning and moved over here.
We're in a
And
park.
yeah, we're at a park. And a woman came over to the van and she said that she was looking into getting more into a mobile life. She has family in Texas, family up here, and she lives in a fifth wheel and she doesn't want to be dragging it around. So we talked about the van a little bit, but then I gave her a gospel card, told her why we're doing what we're doing. We didn't do this just for pleasure.
Yeah.
And she said, "Oh, I'm a Buddhist." Well, throughout the conversation, toward the end, come to find out, she's not really a Buddhist. She's just making her own way. And so,
Sampling different things.
yeah, it was an interesting conversation because I don't usually run into a lot of people who like don't even believe in the Lord and don't believe Jesus is God.
Right.
And so it was a good one for me to, well, I just want to say this. The gospel is the answer in every single witnessing
Right.
conversation. You bring it back to the gospel and it will answer any question, and it did with her too. So
Yeah.
she ended up leaving right at the very end when I won't go into the details. I'll have the audio of it up at some point. She almost started crying when I said, "Who created you?" Because she was like trying to call, she wasn't calling herself a God, but I told her she was like lifting herself up above the
Yep.
creator who created her. And she said, "My mom and dad," or "My mommy and my daddy." And I said, "And keep going. Who created them? Who created them?" All the way to the beginning.
Right.
And she had tears in her eyes right toward the end. And then she walked away and she was like, thank you, bless you." And she walked off. And
Yeah.
yeah, I told her I was going to pray that she
Sounds
doesn't
like she's kind of
repent.
living her own life. She has a mobile life like us. She goes to the kids
Yep.
here and then she goes over there and
Yeah. But she got a whole lot more truth
Amen.
than van life.
Yep. That was awesome, Sister Armin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was thankful to be used for that.
And you
Always be ready to give an answer.
Amen, amen. So yeah, we're out again. People that see us, they think all we do is festivals, and they wrongly judge. And they think all we do is stand out churches. They wrongly judge. We're out in the world every day, as well as online, and we're doing ministry because that's what we're called to do full time. So we're always at it, no matter what, where we go.
Oh, I know,
God's always
yeah.
sending us appointments.
Right.
I think you had a thought about something else.
I
About
did, yeah. We were talking about a.
this was an interesting topic.
Yeah, Brother Two Post brought up something, and I said, "Hey, you remember
I saw a
a
news
while
blurb.
ago, somebody we know said that they were going to go to a fundraiser, which is a drinking party fundraiser. There, you had to pay so much, and you get a cup, and you
For
can drink
somebody
all
that
you want."
died.
Yeah, for someone else who had died. So somebody died. They had a fundraiser for him, and this person was going to go there. It's a drinking one. Well, what happened is, somebody got drunk, was sitting in the back of the truck from this fundraiser, fell out, died that night. So there's a fundraiser for somebody who died, and somebody dies during the fundraiser. And
And
now, how foolish Brother Two Post has this story.
the guy that died was died drinking.
Yeah.
Then the fundraiser for his family was full of drinking.
Yeah.
And then the guy that died during the fundraiser was
I
drinking.
forgot the first
Yeah, the
drinking
first
one.
guy was
Yep.
drinking too.
Yeah,
So it
so
was like
all of this drunkenness, people are dying.
drunkenness killed him. And now the guy that came to celebrate and help raise money for his family, he got killed from his drunkenness.
Yeah.
And how this all came about was I saw a little news blurb about a young guy that was a bull rider. Imagine you get on top of 1,500-pound angry bull and try to hold on for 8 seconds, and it's got like one of the most serious injuries, riddled of all the people. I mean, broken necks, broken ribs, broken backs, broken hips. These bulls just trample these men. Well, this guy went, the bull went down, and this guy leaned forward, and the bull came back, and
Ooh.
right on his face, on the horns. He was in a coma for like a day and a half, and they brought him out, and the doctor said it's a miracle, and they said, "We think your bull riding days are over." He says, "No, I'm going to get back at it." And guess what they did? They're putting on a benefit for him. And guess what they're going to do for the benefit? Bull riding. More guys are going to risk their lives to raise money for a guy that smashed his face and almost died on an angry bull's horns. It just shows you the foolishness of man. It
Oh,
makes me think of
no.
the verse, "There's a way that seems right to a man, but in the end, it leads to death."
Oh, I know. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's foolishness.
Yeah, I'm glad that we've been set free from that. Yeah, because I used to
do all kinds of stupid things.
All that foolishness.
Yeah, I'm not any better than these people, but I am thankful that I'm different today by the Spirit of God. And the gospel changed our life. That's why we preach the gospel everywhere we go.
Oh, I know it did. I love that. Yeah. Praise God.
Yeah. Anything else, Sister Armin?
Let me see. I have a verse.
Before you do that, I have a big section of scripture. We were dealing with some body issues, helping a brother with some things. Seems like there's always things going on in the body, either good or bad or nominal, but that's how body life is. I guess that's how life is.
But it all works out.
It all works out. We all learn from each other.
Right.
And I wanted to read this scripture verse because it talks about those that are weaker, those that are stronger, and how we're supposed to help each other and how it all works together. I thought this would really edify people, and I want to do a teaching on this sometime. 1 Corinthians 12, 21 through 27. And the eye cannot see the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. That's the key part. If you're feeble, it says they need to be more necessary. Those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. And for our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to the part which lacked, that there should be no schism in the body, and that all members should have the same care for one another. And whether one member suffer, all members suffer with it. And one member be honored, all members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. So it just kind of, I wanted to talk about that because it kind of helps you. You know, you might have different people in the body at different times. Sometimes people are strong. Sometimes people are weak. Sometimes you might have people that are just always struggling in a body that are weaker. And the Bible talks about the weak and the feeble-minded, and we're supposed to come to their aid, and we're supposed to help them. Because I was telling brothers, you know, we got a roaring lion, Satan, that's out there trying to get us, 1 Peter 5:8. And lions always pick off the weak prey. And if Satan comes and he wants to mess around with the body, he's not usually going to attack the strongest brother or sister. He's going to go for the weak ones. And that's why we're supposed to come to the aid of them and lift up their arms and help them and look to protect them. And that's what I think that verse is talking about, so that everything's fit together, knit and neatly, so that the body all comes together. Whereas if we all rise up and we forget the weak ones, well, we're not going to learn from them. We're not going to look to protect them, and it's not going to go well.
Right. I was thinking about that. When you have to deal with somebody who might be weaker than you, it kind of humbles you and makes you thankful for what you have and what the Lord has given you. It also makes you more responsible for what you know, in your strength and how much more he's given you.
More thankful, more responsible. How about teaches you patience?
Yeah, it humbles you and brings you to a point of helping somebody else. And it makes you remember that, you know, be careful you think you're something lest you fall.
Maybe
also.
You came through some of the same things.
Oh, yeah.
And now you're looking at your brother going, why aren't you coming through this quicker when it took you time to get through it? And then I also think it teaches a lot about mercy.
Oh, yeah.
And humility. You know, we should lower the hammer hard on false teachers and wicked men that defend sin and worldliness. I get that. But when we catch a brother in sin and then he repents of it and confesses it, we don't want to lower the hammer on him and break him. We want to gather around and say, brother, we'll help you repent. Come out of this. You need to come out of this. And we want to lift him up and encourage him. So that's kind of what we've been learning how to do, is encourage those that need encouragement. And sometimes we never want to practice partiality, but sometimes you have to practice more effort and care towards one person than another. And I asked a brother this. I said, think of it this way. If somebody in the body was sick, not healthy and couldn't take care of themselves, would we come to their aid? And he said, yes. I said, what if somebody's weak and feeble-minded and having a time of struggle? Do we come more to their aid than others? And he said, yes. So don't think of it as partiality. Think of it as rising up to the occasion to fit each need for the person there. And when you got a lost sheep, the other sheep are fine in the pen. The shepherd goes looking for the lost one. He doesn't say, oh, I got 99, I ain't worried about the lost one. He goes looking for the lost one.
Yeah.
So he puts extra effort for the lost one. The 99 are okay.
Yeah.
And that's why it says, the Bible says, heaven rejoices when one sinner repenteth. Because Jesus talked about the righteous don't need repentance.
Right.
But when one sinner repents, and that's what we want to do. We want to come to the aid of saints that fall into sin or choose sin or find hidden sin. Then they want to root it out. We want to come to the aid and help them. So I just wanted to read that scripture verse. And it does help us all grow up in the Lord.
Yeah, it also helps you to remember, the Bible also tells us we're not supposed to be comparing ourselves one
right.
to another, so we have to be careful that
yep.
we don't compare somebody to how we were. And
some
how
are going to bring 30, stuff. 60, 100.
Yeah, and
some are
going to
be
each a measure of
yep.
faith.
Some are going to be leaders, teachers. Some are going to be men that just go out and do ministry. Some are going to be people that maybe struggle a long time with things, and we have to help them through it. And so everybody's a different person, a different creation. Everybody comes to Lord a little bit different, as long as that's via the gospel. And I think it's really good that we keep our eyes on Christ and we value every member of the body.
Right, because as you were saying that, I was just thinking about this. You know, when you're in the world before Christ and you're living in it and doing what you do, you see all the different kinds of people. Some are leaders, some are followers,
right.
some are strong, some are weak, some are aggressive, some are more passive. Well, those character traits don't necessarily change when you're
no.
born again. I know the Spirit of God is in people,
right.
but it's not like this carte blanche, you know, everybody's
no.
the same, going to grow and become the same.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to continue being one in the word and in the mind, but
yeah,
yeah, we're all going to have different personalities, so us sisters wouldn't want to be comparing ourselves or wondering why somebody's different, or the expectation that just because you're born again, you know, all that other stuff changes, you know,
right.
the characteristics you had then.
This side of heaven, you still have the old nature.
Yeah.
Just because we talked about that
yeah.
not long ago. We have two natures now. We have an old nature. Now we're made new creations. We have the new nature, and we have the Holy Spirit guiding us. That old nature is always warring against us. Go read Romans 7. Paul
mm-hmm.
tells us all about it.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
What I want to do, I don't do. What I don't want to do, I do do. Who can spare me? Christ can. We don't live in sin. We don't walk in sin, but sin is always there ready, waiting to get us.
Oh, yeah.
Our flesh is always there, and so we got to get rally around those that have more issues like that and then be merciful and have pity and compassion on them and help pull them out of the, James says in James 5, pull them from, or Jude talks about it, pull
mm-hmm.
them from the fire. James talks about if you save a brother from his sin, you save a soul from death.
Oh, right.
So we want to do that for each other.
Amen.
Yeah. Do you have a scripture verse today, Sister Raman?
I do.
Yeah, we're pressing on in the body and everybody's growing. And I just want to say God's timing is perfect because I see two young brothers that have some things they need work on, and they are now roommates, and they're both working on those issues together, and it's like perfect timing
mm-hmm.
that God brought them together. So thank you, Father, for that.
And we'll remember that. Everything in God's timing.
Yep.
We'll be joyful and thankful in it
yep.
every day. Because
yeah, the Bible, and the Bible says, wait
control.
Upon the Lord.
Yeah.
His timing's important. Our timing doesn't matter.
No, uh-uh.
Yeah. What verse you got for us today?
John 8:12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. I love that.
Yeah, we are the light. He said, go out, be light, be salt, be light. And we get to carry his light. So that's a glorious thing.
We don't live in darkness anymore.
Nope.
I hated
Amen.
That darkness. I love the light
yeah.
so much. I have so much love and joy and zeal. I wish I could share it with everybody.
Yeah, and that's what I was telling brothers.
With so much.
I was telling brothers, always turn your day and your life towards the light of Christ and not be turning it towards, you know, pitching your tent towards Sodom, pitching your tent towards your past,
yep.
or be looking back in the dark too much. No, you got to look towards the light. Walk towards the light and you'll always be going in the right direction. You turn into the darkness, you're going to get lost.
Doesn't even nature teach you when you turn on the light in the summertime outside, all the bugs come to
yep,
it?
Yeah.
Even they know to go
yep,
to the light.
Yep, it attracts you, yeah.
Just a nature teaching.
But yeah, so that is a good concept. So I had a scripture verse thinking about those Anabaptists. Oh, this one just stuck in me as we're preaching, whether it was the festival and a lot of worldly Christians or these Anabaptist people. Matthew 15:6-9. And honor not his father nor his mother, he shall be free. Thus have ye made the commandment of God of none effect by your traditions, ye hypocrites. How well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, these people draw nigh unto me with their mouth, singing, and they honor me with their lips, singing, and we love God, but their hearts are far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. That verse has got like, boom, churchianity and Anabaptist way stamped all over it, because they have lip service, they sing, they say good things. One guy, I didn't mention this, one guy drove by in his car and he kind of smirked at me, didn't stop, didn't bring his Bible, didn't ask anything, and he said, "That's right, follow the Lord," just like that.
Oh, yeah.
As if following man-made religion is following the Lord. Well, he's following their Lord, and their Lord is man-made religion and a bunch of man-made traditions that's come out of the Anabaptist faith that's not going to save anyone.
Right.
So I think about a lot about lip service with these people, and I don't want me, my house, or anyone I'm associated to be a lip service Christian. I want us to be godly, biblical, holy, obedient, worthy saints of the Most High God.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I'll second that.
Yeah. Amen.
I was thinking something a sister said in regard to our weekend. So we were at that worldly event on Saturday.
At a festival, yeah.
Or it was a festival. It wasn't awful.
It was pretty worldly. They had music and they had all kinds of trinkets.
Yeah, I meant was it was like of the world.
Yeah, of the world.
And
yeah.
So it was a bunch of worldly people there. And she noticed between that and then Sunday, the so-called Christians all going to their church service and stuff, where not one of them came to talk out of that church building.
Right.
So we're out on the streets. Even the women who didn't want to talk to me, they stopped and talked, and then they got mad when I gave them truth. They walked away. She said, it was interesting how they stopped to talk, though. But yet not one of those people out of that church or the Old Order Mennonites going by stopped to talk.
Oh, yeah. We have better success talking to bikers, drug addicts, women that look like prostitutes, worldly carnal people walking by than we do with the churchgoers or the Anabaptist people, meaning we at least get to talk to them. And they will hear you, and they don't hate you, and they don't put their nose up at you.
So let that be to their condemnation. Also, hopefully some of them will be ashamed of that and go, wow, look at that. The world would rather stop and talk with them, and we all ignored them.
Yeah, what did our master say? The people that reject his workers and the truth, it'll be worse for them than it was for Sodom and Gomorrah.
Ouch.
That's coming. Judgment's coming. So that's why we go and we warn them. So we're going to leave it right there, I think. Anything else, Sister Amin?
No, just love for the saints. Love my sisters. Sister hugs.
Tomorrow, we are headed back to the town where our two brothers are living, and we're going to hang out there, I think, for a few days because it looks like the nice October weather is gone. The usual central Missouri weather comes in, and it's going to be rainy, some sleet, cold. And we're looking forward to it, though, because we got so much to do online. To catch up, we've been really, really getting not able to get done what we usually like to get done. So
we probably never will.
Yeah, I don't know. But we got a lot of stuff to get done. But yeah, we try to take care of things that are more important, and the people in our life are more important than the stuff we're trying to reach out to do. But we get to do a lot. We get to do events and witnessing and online, and we get to encourage the saints. I'm answering an email today from a young man that I met out street preaching who's emailing me again. So we get to do all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. We're thankful.
The work of the Lord never ceases.
Amen. We always have things to do. So that'll be our day tomorrow, headed to that city and then kind of hunker down. We'll be hanging out with the brothers, doing some marketplace witnessing. They're working on a bunch of studies. And so, yeah, we're excited for the future.
I think there has been a menu request.
A what?
A menu
request? We're holding Sister Amin to it. The brothers and I were talking. She offered to make two things for us at their apartment because they have an oven. One of them is chili.
Yeah, I noticed
Sister Amin makes a mean chili.
Cans and cans and cans of beans, and I said, hey, I'd be happy to make some chili sometime.
So she's gonna make us chili, and it's perfect timing because it's gonna be cold fall weather. And then also she's gonna make us meatloaf, the kind with
it's called meat cake.
Meat cake with the mashed potatoes and cheese on top.
Yeah, you make the layer of meatloaf on the bottom of like 9x13, and then you mash potatoes and put it on top and throw it back in the oven for a little while. And when you cut it, it looks like a piece of cake, but it's meat with potatoes.
Our brothers are looking forward to that. I am too. So, yeah that's going to be awesome. So we're going to head out that way tomorrow, good Lord willing.
Yeah.
All right.
If we get to live to see the day.
Amen. So we're done. We hope that you have a joyous evening. Check out all of our resources at don'tperish.com. What are we going to have up at the top today, Sister Amin? Do we know?
Yeah, we do.
What do we do? What are we going to have?
I made a video.
What'd you make a video of?
The sun shining on those beautiful red trees over there.
Oh, nice.
The carpet of red leaves.
Oh, yeah. She made a video in this park here. It looked like a little... Oh, it looks like a National Geographic movie thing. It was beautiful. The lighting and
phenomenal,
the leaves and the wind.
And yeah,
it was awesome, beautiful.
Yeah.
So that'll be good.
Uh-huh.
And probably it'll be a scripture verse up there, too.
I have a couple pictures.
Yeah, all pictures. Yeah. All right. Awesome. So check that out, and we will be back with you again tomorrow. We love you all in the Lord. Seek after Christ with all your heart and focus on the kingdom of God. Colossians 3:2, set your mind on things above. And one last thought I had. The brothers were talking about how to stay focused and positive and seeking after the things of God and how to keep themselves level as new believers. And they were talking about listing and counting and thanking God for their blessings.
Yeah.
That's, and a brother just did a teaching on thankfulness. So that goes together, blessings and thankfulness. And that is a great way. Godliness with contentment is great gain.
Yeah, because if you have contentment and thankfulness, it doesn't matter what your situation is.
Yeah.
Because you're not being selfish. You're giving glory to God for it regardless.
Yeah, and keep your eyes on Christ, because I told another brother the other day, I said, every question, problem, issue, I can answer it with two words, Jesus Christ.
Amen. I love that.
You're worried about the future? Jesus Christ. You're worried about today? Jesus Christ. You got cancer, you're dying? Jesus Christ. It's all the gospel. It's about Christ. And we're getting ready to study the book of Revelation, verse by verse. And that's what I told two brothers when we were talking. I said, can you sum up the book of Revelation in two words? And they had a bunch of good words. And then I said, Jesus Christ. And they're like, yeah, that's right. It's all about, it's all about him. It's his revelation to his people. So we're looking forward to doing that. So that's it. We're out of here.
All right. Love you all.
We love you all. Glory to God. And as we always say, and we mean it with every heart, soul, mind, strength, everything in us, we mean it. What do we say, Sister Amen?
May God be praised.
Amen.